103.9 FM, KNZA.
Getting ready for match number two. Sabetho went 25-21 live in Holton. Jared Sluffy, Brandon Tabman alongside Paige Miller. Also, Kurt Kilman back in the booth.
Big Kurt?
Yeah, and we had the first set of the first match. This one was kind of, both teams kind of got off to runs, and eventually it was Sabetho able to go over the top. The second one, it was kind of, both were back and forth until the very end. Sabetho went on a late run.
Yeah, Sabetho in that first set, Holton looked good early. They had a little bit of a lead. It was 6-5 early, and then there was that run for the Blue Jays where they had seven straight points. They built a 12-6 lead. Really kind of kept it at arm's length around that 3-4 point mark until about we got, let's see, it was 19-15-ish. But then we saw Holton make a late run, take a 21-20 lead, actually, but the Blue Jays were able to come back, score three of the last four, win that first set. And then it was very back and forth in that second set. Then we kind of saw it again down the stretch for the last six. Scored, able to create that separation, get the win. And it's a good bounce back for the Blue Jays because these two teams, or those two teams that already had played, Holton swept them early. Blue Jays come back, win. Now we get set for Sabetho again. We're going to see them with their second match, but we'll see Hiawatha for the first time. That comes in with a 7-7 record. They're 1-2 in league play. They got one of the best athletes in the league with Abby Elfner. You're going to hear her name a lot. She's the only returning unanimous all-league selection from a year ago, so a heck of an athlete. She is long, she is tall, and she's got the powerful spikes up front, and it's not a deep team because Hiawatha lost quite a bit from last year, and you can kind of see that with the reflection of the record here early because they were a 27-win team last year. Just 7-7 right now, but again, they certainly have the talent. They're just not very deep. You don't see a lot of ins and outs and not a lot of tops, but again, the Big 7 is just, I feel like top to bottom is a little bit more balanced maybe than the last couple of years.
It certainly is. 2 through 7, talked about this in the first match, it is up and down as to who's going to come out of that. But as of right first with Nemaha Central, Sabetho with the win, they're now just a half game out of first place at 3-1 in the league. Holton, they fall to 2-3 and 6-5 overall. Hiawatha sitting there waiting for this one to get going. I mean, take a look at what they've done recently. They've won the last two, previous four, so they're trying to keep the momentum going after winning the last two. And then as for Sabetho, they have now won 6 of their last 8 after starting out the season 1-4. Sabetho is going in their gray unis with their black shorts, as for Hiawatha, also black shorts with their red jerseys and blue sleeves.
Who would you take, a Red Hawk or a Blue Jay?
I mean, you're asking if I'm red or blue. I mean, that's asking something pretty there, but
no, it has nothing to do with red or blue. I'm talking straight bird here. You got a red hawk and a blue jay.
Man, I mean, Paige says red gray, hawk. So I'm going right down. I mean, she's okay. Going to Hiawatha.
Well,
so she's blue.
She's a red hawk herself. So. She doesn't count. She can't. There's a little bit of bias there.
All right, let's get this one started as we have our first substitutions getting underway. It'll be Sabetho doing the serving. Cameron Duryea, the libero. She did a tremendous job in that first match, and same with Bolts, who was also another all-league selection, number 8 for the Blue Jays, and we'll get to see Abby Elfner for the first time. She's on the back line to start things out, and Maddie Simmons, also a terrific player, so I've heard so much about her, right in the middle of the Wildcat logo. Alright, here we go. There's service from Alexia Hayden. We are underway. Simmons with the return, set to the far side, and barely grazing the hand of a Blue Jay and down for a kill.
Set it up for Simmons, puts it right down, and we saw that front line, that combination of Bolts and Hayden late in that second set for Sabetho really kind of turn it on and kind of be a big difference for the Blue Jay sweep, and obviously that'll be a big key. Well,
we'll tip over from Elfner, and it is up against the net. A violation against the Blue Jays, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Red Hawks. Good start for Hiawatha. Leah Contreras, the libero, 5'4 junior, sends it towards the Blue Jays. And that turn going on top of the net, but able to retrieve it, send it over Hiawatha's way. Elfner sends one down, but it's dug out. This one up, sent over by Menold. Set to the far side from Williams, and Simmons gets that one down for the kill. It's 3-0 Hiawatha.
Yeah, Simmons responsible for two of the first 3 points, setting her up front left. That was a good defensive effort on the back line after that Elfner spike.
But if the Redhawks can score points when Abby Elfner's not getting involved, that's going to cause some problems as we get a stoppage of play. Ball from the JV court comes rolling in. But again, it starts with Abby Elfner with the Redhawks, and if these other girls like Simmons and Williams, another name we're going to call lots, you know, are getting involved and contributing to points, that really makes the Redhawks a much more difficult.
Continuous stoppage of play, the scores table, looking for them to get situated over there. 3-0 Hiawatha, looks like we're ready to go. Contreras will serve it.
First time these two teams have met up here in 2023.
Turn by Mitchell, set to Bolt, tipped over, returned by the Redhawks. Set to the far side for Simmons, that's blocked. Out of bounds, and that will go once again to Hiawatha.
They get 3 out of the first 4 points Simmons involved with, and good effort there for the Blue Jays and Hayden, but it just got out of play. They couldn't get it back over.
Service to the back far side. Schmelzley with a return. Bolt with an opportunity, sets it near side, trying to catch the Redhawks off guard. Reschke with a return. Zubeta just tips it over. Bolt can't catch Hiawatha off guard. Elsner sends one over. Returned by Hayden. Set this one up from Mitchell, tipped over by Bolt. Good volley so far. Elfner down the middle, and that's down for another kill. 5-0 Redhawks.
The last time they set it up for, when Elfner's in the front middle, you know more times than not, they're going to set her up. And Schmelzley had a chance to dig that one out, just couldn't put it down that time.
She returns it this time, set up for Bolt, and that's deflected by Elfner, but it's down for the first point of the match for Sabetha.
Felt like the Blue Jays really kind of needed that one. You know, it's been all Redhawks here early, first 5 for them. Now you get a kind of a line change here, some subs for the Blue Jays, and they're just trying to carry that momentum from that sweep against Holton. The Redhawks kind of putting it to them here early, but we know the ebbs and flows of these games and how it can change pretty quickly.
Service coming from Duryea, return on the back line from Mays. Sets one up for Elfner. Nice dig from Schmelzley. Set to the far side and swatted down, returned by Contreras. Set coming from Williams, tipped down by Elfner, batted around, and Sabetha can't get to it. And just as Sabetha gets their first point, that's all they get. It's now 6-1.
Contreras seems so calm on the back line. She's had a couple good digs here in the last couple of runs. Set back middle spot, libero for the Redhawks.
Simmons with the service. The 5'6 junior sends it Sabetha's way. And that's to nobody. No man's land is down for an ace. In between Duryea and Schmelzley for Sabetha on the back far side, and timeout is called.
Yeah, miscommunication on the back line is just one of those scenarios where you just, it's perfectly between two of you. You both look at each other. Who's going for it? Neither of them pulls the trigger, and it falls right in for the ace.
Tips tied for 30 seconds. It's 7-1 Hiawatha here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
7-1 Redhawks, first set, Hiawatha versus Sabetha, and a tough return from Duryea. This can be another ace. And once again, it's Simmons, back-to-back aces for Hiawatha.
Well, certainly been all Redhawks here early. Got the advantage. Unless we missed a point, it's showing 7-2 on the board.
It's just incorrect. We have it on our scorebook correct. Is that one sent long from Sabetha? An error, and they keep giving Sabetha points. It's now 9-1.
It should be 9-1, but the scoreboard is showing. Now, I think finally Coach Stephen Morgan is looking at the scoreboard and realizing, like, hey, I think we're up 9-1 here.
Bolt sends it to the back line, far or rather near side, beg your pardon, for Mays. That's sent down by Elsner, and that is going to be out of bounds. And Sabetha gets their second point of the set. Now 9-2.
It should be 9-2. Now Coach Stephen Morgan is making sure that is correct.
And going all over the way. It's a 6-1 now.
Oh, boy. Going the wrong way.
Service coming from Bolt. Hiawatha's way. Simmons on the return. Set this one up to Contreras on the back line. It's deflected off the net. Trying to do a little bit too much on the back side for the Hiawatha libero. That makes it 9-3.
Well, they have got the score. it's all sorts
not
of
right. It says 8-1. It is 9-3. Should be 9 Trey.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it right on our score bug on the all three of our channels. Page on the ones and twos. Mainly just the ones, pressing the one button.
Well, they got 3 right for Sabetha. And Coach Stephen Morgan, I think, knows that. Yeah, 9-3. We just look at us. We know the score.
Just watch,
look
your,
up
watch
here.
Our stream.
You got us right. So it's showing 8-3, but it should be 9-3. And they're trying to confirm what the score is. It is 9-3. We're still trying to figure this out. The officials have converged by the scores table.
Yeah,
coaches
are
there as well. If anyone can look up, it's us here, and we're trying to show everyone it's 9. They've got Sabetha right, but it should be 9-3.
Still says 8 now.
Hey,
yes.
There you go. That is correct. That is correct. All right, now let's play some volleyball.
But nobody knows.
Coach Stephen Morgan thinks that the score is incorrect, though. She thinks that...
No, it's 9-3. But again, we're talking like they can hear us, yet they can't.
Yeah, yeah. Coach Stephen Morgan thinks that the score is incorrect, but
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we are good now. I mean, the score is correct, but I think we've settled our disputes and we can start playing some volleyball once
again.
Well,
remember, it was 9-1, but Smith scored the last two,
yep.
So maybe they got a little momentum. We'll see.
Well, now it's showing 8-3.
Now it says 8-3
as the service goes out of bounds, and should be now 10-3.
Well, I guess they concluded that one of those points is not going to count.
I guess
so.
Well, now it's going to be 9-3, so we'll go with what they're saying. It's okay. Not much of a difference.
Deflected at the line, but out of bounds. Good job by Schmelsley, the 5'11 junior. It's now 9-4.
Be real interesting if we get to 24-23
Hiawatha at one point in this match.
Oh, my goodness.
That could be, we'll see.
I was watching on any of our channels, we've had the score correct, but we had to adjust it due to what the scores table said, which is
incorrect. The point, yeah.
Set over, and Hiawatha gets the point. Nice job by Williams, sitting that one over and landing it in the corner on the far side by the net.
I'll tell you what, my favorite hit in all of volleyball is when you go up and it looks like you're ready to spike it, and you just give the nice little finesse tap, that little finesse tap.
Now one a little bit too strong. Could have used a little bit more finesse on that one for Hayden. It's now 11-4 in favor of the Redhawks. We're checking the rotation, and they're going to give that point to Sabetha. I think they might have said that ball was tipped. Now we're having to adjust our score once again. And bad return from Hiawatha. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be an ace for the Blue Jays. So we're still a little shook up from what's been transpiring with our score. For those just joining us, there was a point that was missed by the scores table.
Okay, now they got it right again. It's 11-5.
Okay, since it's 11-5 is now our score, that goes out of bounds, a service error, and it's now 12-5. So hopefully from here we can just move on and continue to play volleyball and not have to worry about the score.
We know the score is right now.
So there's no longer a phantom point. They got it correct now.
Correct.
All right. It's all set up by Grimes and sent over. Nice dig up front by Williams, and can't capitalize though. Sabetha gets the point.
Schmelsley finished it, but did you see Bolt come over the top of Hayden? There was some miscommunication on that second hit. Hayden in the front middle, Bolt's kind of jumped over her back, I guess, again, but Schmelzy was able to finish it, so the Blue Jays end up getting the point. What could have been kind of a disastrous play.
Nice dig along the back from Schmelzy, sent over by Mitchell. Dig on the far side, but that's going to be out of play. Keep it in. We'll need another point for Sabetha.
I think I've said this last year when we've done some broadcasts, how you should be allowed to run the full length of the floor. There should be no out of play. Like, you should be able to run and save it from anywhere.
Ball tipped at the net. Goes over to the Sabetha side and set over by Bolt. This one set up once again by Williams and sent down for the kill. And Hiawatha back on the board after an absence for the past couple of points. It's 13-7 in favor of the Redhawks.
There was that opening. Sabetha kind of opened up the middle. Williams saw it, and just that little finesse tap. There was no chance for any Blue Jay to get over there to save that.
And a poor return this time from Grimes. And Hiawatha gets the point off of the error.
Okay, so now we know, because Paige is helping us out here, so as long as there's not another game being played, you can extend and go wherever you need to go to return a ball.
Swamley, the 5'8 sophomore with a service error for Hiawatha, point for the Blue Jays, and they'll get it back with Bolts. That is Alexia Hayden now doing the serving, the 5'7 senior for Sabetha. Our hands. It was 9-1 in favor of Hiawatha at one point. Sabetha's kind of settled in here.
Now, it's certainly been kind of a little bit more even since then, and yeah, they should have added a point. It needs to be 14-8.
Is our score after that last service error, and here we go. Now one into the net, another service error, this time on the hands of the Blue Jays. Exiting for the Red Hawks is Leah Kessler.
I feel like a lot of these points here in the last handful have certainly been kind of unforced on both sides.
That's the middle for Bolts. Nice dig by Contreras, keeping it alive. And Elfner sends a free ball over, and a misplay. And a free ball turns into a point for the Red Hawks.
I think that point goes to Contreras again on the back line, diving to her right to keep that one alive. Of course, Elfner finishes it. But it's kind of like that assist-assist that you see in hockey. It's like the first person that makes the pass that goes to somebody else, but then they make a pass to someone who scores. You got to think about those things. Contreras there making some nice plays, keeping some balls alive here.
Partially deflected at the net from Elfner for Hiawatha. It's sent over for the Blue Jays. For Bolts at the net. Another set from Williams and sent to the corner. Nice placement. Sabetha keeps it alive. Beautiful dig on the far side by Mendel. But the return is out of play. And the point will go to Hiawatha. 17-8.
Five of the last six now for the Red Hawks. And they continue to slowly build this lead. I feel that another point or two here for the Red Hawks could force the Blue Jays into a timeout scenario.
The back line return from Reschke, and Elfner gets that down for the kill. Elfner hasn't gotten in too much of a flow here in this first set, but she gets that one there, a big one. And you mentioned it's now a 10-point lead, that much closer to that elusive 20-point mark that we talked about, how important it is to get there, and kind of feels like it's the home stretch.
Now, you mentioned Elfner again. That was as close to being out as it could be in. And it's just one of those scenarios with the Blue Jays, you know, just kind of hope it's out, but that time it was not.
Simmons with a swipe, that's deflected and out of bounds. Bolts couldn't keep it in on the block. 8-on-8 crime, and Hiawatha sends the lead to 11.
7 of the last 8 points now for the Red Hawks, and that extends out this lead now to 11.
Contreras with another serve, tipped over, trying to catch him sleeping, could not. And Elfner winds up and loads, and a nice dig by Mitchell on the back side. That's a free ball sent over. Chance for Hiawatha here. If they can collect themselves, Elfner is going to have to set this one over. Not a great setup that time by Williams. And this one deflected and blocked by Elfner at the net. Another point for Hiawatha. It's 20-8. A dominant first set from the Red Hawks.
Elfner so long. A difference out there. When you have that kind of length and athleticism, it shows. And now the Red Hawks get another ace.
That one just rode up on the arms of Schmelzley. And Contreras, like you said, yet another ace. 21-8, our score.
7 straight, 9 of the last 10 now have gone for the Red Hawks. So it has certainly been a dominant stretch, and it's certainly not over yet, but the Blue Jays need to put something together now.
Not a great return, having to send one, and into the net. Nothing going that time for the Blue Jays. That was Brooklyn Wilkes, the 5'4 sophomore. That is the commits the error there. And another service from Contreras. She's been busy as that one goes a little bit too long. No, it's in for the ace. That was another close one. And she has been on fire. How about the 5'4 junior libero, Aaliyah Contreras? She has been phenomenal.
It feels like the decisions we saw the Blue Jays make in that first matchup against Holton went their way. Those kind of decisions that are going on the back line are not going their way here against Hiawatha.
And nice dig by Mitchell on the service, but we're going to have to play it over because the ball from the JV court comes over into ours, so let's do that again. 23-8, their score. Match point eve, or beg your pardon, set point eve, if you will. Turn the back line. If you won't, that's okay, because it's not really a thing. The Bolts hits it over in the middle of the court. Contreras extends and returns it. Nice block up front, Bolts. And it gets over to the Sabetha side, and rally at the net. Goes over to the Sabetha side. Free ball sent over by Mitchell. Contreras to the middle, and the Baker commit, Elfner, sends it over Sabetha's way. far side, and that one into the net. Now it's set point, Menold. The 5'5 sophomore couldn't quite get that one over.
And we haven't seen too many lengthy rallies. Pretty quick, and we haven't seen a whole lot of back and forth in this first set.
Going to the far side, and Bowles has it partially deflected to Hiawatha's side, though. And Reschke gets it over in a weird spot. It's batted around all over the place and sent over Sabetha's way. Set near side to Hayden, rather from Hayden to Hiawatha. And Simmons gets it down for the kill, and that is it. Set number one in the books. The Redhawks victorious 25-8. And a dominant display from Hiawatha.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we had those kind of scoreboard issues early and just trying to figure out what the score was, you know, Hiawatha scored the first five in this first set before Sabetha got their first point, and they did not look back, and they ended this stretch, I believe, trying to count here, I'm not very good with math, 11 straight went to the Redhawks to end that first set. So, again, we didn't see a lot of lengthy rallies. Sabetha just didn't look like the same kind of team that we saw, you know, in their sweep against Holton early, but, you know, good thing about this sport, you get another opportunity and see if Sabetha can turn it around after a tough go against the Redhawks in set number one.
Hiawatha wins set number one, 25-8. Let's step aside for a couple minutes here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
And a bit of a blow dominating that one by Elfner. He couldn't quite get that one for a turn and bite the
opportunities
with today's most in-demand career path.
like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays.
And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
KNZA.
Apologize for some of the technical difficulties as Hiawatha has kind of come back here a little bit, getting the last 3 points. It's 5-3 in favor of Sabetha after the Blue Jays scored the first 5 points of the set. And it will be Simmons, 5'6 junior, doing the honors here. And this to the near side, returned by Mitchell. A bit too far, but the job returning it back, and Bolt tips it over. Simmons sends it, deflected off the net by Bolt, goes back to the Sabetha side. Mitchell at the net, tipped over to Hiawatha, sends up for Elfner, and can't get to it was Hayden, and Elfner with the kill. It's 5-4, just like that. Hiawatha right back in it. Well, Hayden was there, certainly to return it. Just, it hits so hard sometimes you just can't control where it's going to deflect off you. And that time Hayden just tried to keep it in play. But Lee set up, tipped over from Hayden to Bolt. Now a swipe from Reschke, and that's out of bounds. A little too strong that time. Now 5-5. Just like that, 5-0, now 5 straight. Time things up.
Well, we saw the Red Hawks again finish that first set 11 straight and just really been much more competitive here in the first set. Blue Jays came out with a different fire and energy in the first 3 or 4 points, but good collective. We're seeing the Red Hawks do that, get right back into it.
Simmons with a knuckler on the service and Bolt. Nice job by, but a tip down for the little dunk at the net from Sabetha. And they break that 5-point losing streak. It's now 6-5 in favor of Sabetha.
Of course, Sabetha needing this one to force a third set. And Nemaha Central top the standings with Perry LeCompton. They're going to be playing at Nemaha Central tonight with Royal Valley. So we got some good Big 7 League action.
Punched over by Elfner. And Sabetha can't get it back over on the third try. After the service from Duryea, just checked back into the game. Both liberos now in for both teams. Service coming from Addison Williams, the 5'5 sophomore setter for the Red Hawks. And here it comes from the middle of the paint. Turned by Duryea, the opposing libero, set up to Mitchell, partially deflected at the net, but stays with the Red Hawks. Setting one up for Elfner, and gets it over, returned by Hayden. Setting it back over beyond the attack line, but struck cleanly back to Hiawatha. Coming this way, hit over from Reschke, but Sabetha ready for it once again. Good rally. But this time will be a free ball sent over from the Red Hawks to Sabetha. Opportunity for the Blue Jays right here as Bolt sends one down, but a nice dig. This time from the Red Hawks. Tipped over and a campfire, and Sabetha can't. And it'll be a point for the Red Hawks.
That was by far and away the longest rally I think we've seen between these two teams going back to that first set. We hadn't seen anything really like that yet, and that was by far and away the best rally between the two.
25-8, Hiawatha won the first set. This one partially deflected by the net and out of bounds. The Bolt kept it in. Maybe that was partially deflected, couldn't quite tell. Maybe that landed in. Either way, Sabetha comes away with a point, thanks to Bolt. Tied 7-7 now.
Blue Jays scored the first five. Hiawatha came back with five, and now they're just kind of back and forth here through the last 4 points.
Turn from Contreras for Hiawatha, setting this one up. Hit over from Maggie Pearson. That one is down for a kill.
Puts it in the back left corner. Perfect spot. Nobody there. One of those scenarios. Blue Jays think, okay, that's probably a little bit long, but not that time. Good play by Pierce.
The opener now with service. Red Hawks back in front. Trying to win this one in straight sets. Middle of the floor. Turned by Duryea. Setting up And that one with the kill from Aubrey Schmelsley, the 5'11 junior. Nice set from Alexia Hayden, the 5'7 senior setter. And we are tied once again. Back and forth we go.
A lot more of these points in this second set are being earned and not given, like we saw in that first set, where it's just a lot of errors and a lot of free points given up. Both these teams are doing a much better job here, just kind of being more consistent, earning their points.
Good job from Addison Williams catching Sabetha off guard, but they return it cleanly, and a kill from Brecken Edelman, the 5'5 junior. Haven't mentioned her yet this set.
Certainly called Edelman's name in that first matchup a few times against the Wildcats, and finally kind of getting her name here involved against the Redhawks in this second set.
Return clean by Williams. This one tipped over by Claire Twomley, and tough time scrambling, but Sabetha gets it over. Here's a set from Williams, hanging up for the middle, and Twomley can't get it down. Now return from Schmelsley. Hiawatha with it, tip over, and just barely getting over. Sabetha is able to get it down to the back line. A good job by Schmelsley this time. And we're kind of just dinking and dunking it over the net, sending it down with authority to the back line, and getting the point is now 10-8 Sabetha.
Yeah, Schmelsley was certainly a key part for the Blue Jays in that first set win over the Wildcats. Certainly a name we have called numerous times. Again, just been kind of quiet here against the Red Hawks, but played a couple of nice back-to-back points here for the Blue Jays.
Serve from Maya Grimes is hit over by Twomley once again. She's being more aggressive this set. It's set over from Williams after it was blocked at the net by Sabetha. Here's a windup and a swipe, and Edelman just barely gets it over. Nice return by Hiawatha, and they'll get the points. 10-9 in favor of the Blue Jays. Big point there. Try not to let this little run get out of hand. Serve coming from Reschke to the turn, but Sabetha gets it over. Tip over from Williams. Nice dig on the dive from Edelman. And this one hit right on the back line, the front line by Bolt. Tipped over, and four Blue Jays diving to the spot. Can't get it. And another point for Hiawatha. It's 10-10.
That's Twombly, front middle. Just one of those scenarios where she saw an opening there instead of going hot and heavy with the spike. Just that little finesse shot and just put it right in the open.
Tough return, and Bolts from beyond the attack line sends it to the back line of Hiawatha. Return by Reschke. A wind up, and Williams couldn't quite get it down, but forces Sabetha to scramble. They had a free ball over. Elfner with the return, set up by Williams, and hit and blocked on the flight from Pierce, and blocked back onto the Hiawatha side. It's point for Sabetha.
You just feel kind of the juices a little bit higher in this one compared to the first one. We saw Sabetha, they were a little bit flat in that first set. They came out hot here. Obviously now we've just been back and forth since it was 5-5. It just feels like there's a little bit more energy from both the teams here in set two.
Set from Madison Williams, and Simmons can't quite get it down. Nice job by Sabetha all over that one. Now the chance for Mendel to the back line, returned by Hiawatha. Simmons partially deflected at the net. Sabetha over that one in the middle, and nice dig on the back side from Reschke. And she'll wind up, and she'll send one over to the back line, and that is too long. Another point for Sabetha, and it's now 12-10. Back and forth we go. It's been neck and neck ever since both teams got off to 5-0 runs. Sabetha starting it, Hiawatha following with another one. Tipped up, and sent over. Job by Twomley, and couldn't get to it on the back line. Is Edelman, point for Hiawatha. Sabetha traveled pretty well. Aaron Gray with the black unis, Hiawatha in red. Both teams black shorts. Here's the service coming up from Pierce. And that one into the net. Service error. Can't have that right now for Hiawatha with momentum on Sabetha's side. Aubrey Schmelsley now with the service. And here it comes. And that one clips the net, but finds the arms of Twomley, setting this one up for Simmons, and Mitchell with a return, but it's out of control. Sabetha can't gather themselves and get it back over, and a point for the Redhawks.
Yeah, I think Mitchell in the back line just trying to dig that one out, but she kind of like awkwardly threw up her hands at the last second and just kind of pushed it the wrong way. I just think she tried to hit it a different way, but it went another direction.
Setting this one up into the net for Schmelsley. That was beyond the attack line, trying to get a little too aggressive with it. We are knotted 13-13. Contreras with her second serve in a row. Here comes to the left side. A dig from Grimes. Set up. and grazing the net for Bolts, and they will get the kill.
One of the coolest plays in volleyball. Your front left, you're hitting it towards the front right, and you just graze it across the net, and then it finally just trickles down and finds an opening.
Well done by the 5'11 All-League junior, Aaron Bolts. Reschke with a return, had to get down to get that one. Back to Sabetha's side, winding up and blocked at the net by Elfner on a mental try. Sabetha with another opportunity, dunked down by Simmons, and a lifting call against Sabetha. We are tied once again, 14-14.
Yeah, it's back as back and forth as you can be in this second set. As you mentioned, the two 5-0 runs for each team early. It has been back and forth since then, and we're getting past that midway point. Who's got that 3-point run in them? Who's got a 4-point run in them? Needs it to force a third set.
Free ball hit over by Bolts. Opportunity for Hiawatha here. Here's a set for Elfner. It's blocked and set down by Bolts. That was an aggressive attempt from Elfner, but Bolts was having none of it.
See, a couple good defensive plays by Bolts, all a few early, and her name's been kind of quiet here in the middle portions, but that is a name that, again, All-League last year, certainly probably going to be an All-League player this year. It's, you can tell how good some of these All-League players are.
15-14 our score as we have free ball sent over. Next chance now for Sabetha. This one's set up for Bolts, tipped over. Nice dig on the Simmons, hit over by Reschke into no man's land. Duryea and Schmelzley converge, but they can't get it. And we are tied again, 15-15.
Alternated now the last five. Tied at 15, as you mentioned. Sub coming in for the Redhawks. Pierce back in on the front line.
Sabetha fighting to play another set. Returned by Duryea and from Bolts. And miscommunication. And they get it over, though, and Hiawatha up against the net. And the Blue Jays get the point, 16-15.
Well, this is the point in the match where you just can't be giving points away. We got one there. A limiting mistakes when you need to win one.
Bolts with the serve, returned by Simmons. Sets over. Opportunity. And nice attempt. That time by Edelman. Couldn't get it down, though. Now a chance for Reschke. She couldn't get it down. The Blue Jays will have another opportunity from Edelman. That goes to the near side, returned by Williams. Reschke hits it over and lands it. Far side in the middle, nobody there, and Reschke gets the point. Annika Reschke, the 5'7 junior.
Now we have alternated the last seven, and we're tied at 16.
Back and forth we go, strapping folks. That's to be a good finish here in the second set.
Click it or ticket, as they would say.
We're just going with any rhyme here. That return from Duryea goes out of bounds. It'll be an ace for Abby Elfner.
That finally stops that run of the alternating points. Finally back-to-back there for the Redhawks.
Elfner with another serve. This one gets the near side for Hayden. Set up in the middle, tipped over by Schmelzley. Nice return, dunks it down, and she got it. Aubrey Schmelzley. A little battle at the net between Hiawatha and Sabetha. Kind of been the second set. A lot of battles at the net. This time, Sabetha gets the benefit of Schmelzley at the middle of the net, doing the service set by Williams and swipe from Swamley. Nice dig. The back line by Bolts. Pass is a little bit far, and as a result, they can't get it over. Hayden had to give her best effort to keep the play alive. She could.
Yeah, just a real tough angle there for Hayden. Front right, kind of away from that line on the net. And just, again, it was just a tough angle for her and just couldn't get it over.
Speaking of tough angles, Bolts, the return, puts it up against the basketball net. We haven't seen that yet today. Screams down, and it's going to be another ace, this time for Reschke. 19-17 Hiawatha.
Trying to sweep it.
Turn over by Duryea, and this one is hit over by Hayden, returned by Reschke. Set by Williams, and Elfner from beyond the attack line. Nice dig by Bolt, sends it over to the Hiawatha side, and out of bounds on the return by Maggie Pierce.
Wow.
Bolts again with her with those digs. She's been phenomenal.
Bolts' momentum was taking her to her right. The ball's smash down to her left. She just throws her body out and just puts her hand out, keeps it alive. That was all Bolts earning that point for the Blue Jays.
Williams sets this up for Simmons, and along the back line gets Wolf. Bolts with a return, and winding up and firing one is Mental, but return by Hiawatha, but they'll send the free ball over. Near side, Bolts. Here's a set coming from Grimes, and hit over by Schmelzley, Hiawatha ready for it. And I'm taking advantage of the opportunity, partially deflected by Twomley, rather from Twomley, by Tabetha. Here's a swipe by Minold, and that is going to be Tabetha points. Now make it 20-18.
There was that run for the Redhawks. They had scored four of the last five. Now back-to-back points by the Blue Jays.
Correction, 19-19.
Yes.
Had a score wrong on the scoreboard. Had it right on our scorebug once again. Paige killing it. The points for us here.
Was that a pun?
That was not a pun. It was not intended to be.
Okay. Saying we're playing volleyball here.
Menold can't get it down. Hiawatha with an opportunity set over by Simmons. The back line in for Bolts. Going from Schmelzley and a little tip over from Menold. Can't get it down. Hiawatha ready for it. Another opportunity for Sabessa. And a whistle, and we're going to have to do it again.
Now it was a good rally between the two. And then, of course, here comes the ball rolling in from the JV side. Just kind of puts the damper on the momentum. So those teams kind of got to reset when we're in a crunch time here. 19-19. And we're going good there.
Service from Edelman. Here's the set. Williams for Twomley gets the kill. Diving to her right. Couldn't get it. It was Brecken Edelman along the back line. And Hiawatha now retakes a 20-19 lead. Service will be coming from Maggie Pierce, the 5'9 senior, part of the four seniors on this team. Return, not great. Sabetha has to just tip it over, but not a great return from Hiawatha, and it's tipped down by Schmelzley. We are tied 20-20.
To five. Got to win by two. It's like we're on the courts on the streets. Of course, the Blue Jays need it. Careful, another ball rolling in here late before that rally got going.
Schmelzley with the service for the Blue Jays. And here it comes. Goes to the right. Served by Reschke. Williams sets it up for Simmons, and it goes wide and long. 21-20 Sabetha.
The unforced errors. Who can limit those down the stretch? Right there, Hiawatha giving a point there with a miss hit. Now the Blue Jays have the advantage.
Try to get aggressive on that one as it's at the back line. Resch turning that one. Elfner from beyond the attack line. It gets down in front of a diving Schmelzley. That was a tough play for Elfner. Using her length and her height, is able to get away above the net. And even when she's not at advantage on the spot on the court, still able to get the point. It's 21-21. Contreras with service. The back line. Nice dig. Schmelzley and Mitchell converging, but they're going to have to send a free ball over to the back line. Reschke set up. Williams tipped over by Elfner. And Mitchell, to the far side, it's sent over from Sabetha. Nice dig. Contreras, set to the far side, swipe from Simmons, it's down! Or is it out? No, it's out!
Ooh,
wow, that was close. I thought that was in. Sabetha, trying to extend to a third set that was just joining us. It was a decisive 25-8 first set victory for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Turned by Elfner on the front line. Set up by Williams. Elfner are going to try to get one, and tipped up by Mitchell. Beautiful dig on the back line, but they're going to have to send a free ball over. It's delivered by Hayden. Back line, Contreras. Set to the far side, tipped over by Simmons. Keeping it alive is Hayden. Set to the near side. And Menold can't get it with Contreras right there. Tip up for Simmons. It's blocked, kept alive for Hiawatha. And this will be set over thanks to Addison Williams, but it's in the right spot. Mitchell couldn't get to it in the middle of the court. And it's 22-22.
Good play there by Williams, and just one of those scenarios where you're just like, all right, here's a free ball, we just got to get it over, and Sabetha was just not in the right place to play that, and we're tied at deuce-deuce.
Mitchell with the return, set up for Bolts. Bolts hits it over the back line, nice return by Simmons, keeping it alive. Swipe from Reschke, nice dig by Menold of Sabetha, but they'll send a free ball over. Here's a set from Williams to Elfner in the middle, and then it's down for the kill. It's 23-22 Hiawatha.
That was the bump. That was the set. That was the spike. That was perfectly set up. You get it to your best player in a very good spot, right front left of the net. Elfner just put it in a great spot. Sabetha had no chance. Big time point.
5'6 junior Maddie Simmons to serve. This will go to the middle. Return by Schmelzley. Here's a set to the near side by Bolts. Nice dig. Moving to her right is Simmons. Here's a swipe by Reschke. That's deflected and down, and it'll be match point number one for the Hiawatha Redhawks. It's 24-22.
Three straight for the Redhawks. Sabetha had a 22-21 lead and had a little bit of momentum. At that point, they had scored five of 7 points, getting that lead back, and now it's all Redhawks with the momentum, so you got to get back-to-back
keep it alive. Service coming from Simmons once again. This one to the middle, returned by Schmelz. Lee has to go to her knees to get it. Here's the swipe from Bolas. Nice deflection up by Contreras. Keeps it alive for Hiawatha. Sent over from Reschke. It's a free ball over. Chance for the Blue Jays. Trying to snap a 3-point losing streak. It's tipped over by Bolas. Nice job again. Contreras keeping it alive. Can Simmons keep it alive? Yes, she does. And Reschke gets it over. Another chance for Sabessa now, and another free ball. Up the middle for Bolas. It's deflected at the net. Keeping it alive for Hiawatha. Setting up for Elster. And it's into the net. And the Blue Jays get a point. Another chance for Hiawatha, though. Still set point. It's 24-23.
I was going to say, if that... But there, Elfner was about to put it away, but you put it right into the net, and I was going to say, if they were in that point, it was going to be all Contreras for a couple of big digs to keep it alive.
Duryea with the serve. Nice dig, but it goes over to the Sabetha side on the return. Here's the swipe for Bolas. It's blocked by Elfner, and that is it! And Hiawatha has won it on the block from Abby Elfner. The Baker commit has won the game for the Redhawks.
That was a fun set. And the Redhawks certainly dominated that first set. This time, that was Big 7 volleyball. That was fun down the stretch. We saw those runs early. Then it was just back and forth the entire way. Sabetha had the advantage at one point, 22-21, but then the Redhawks buckled down, score four of the last five to win it. But that was certainly fun, and we've seen two matches and two sweeps.
It's been a fun one, 25-8, 25-23, and we'll have our final match coming up between Houlton and Hiawatha. Coming up next, we got about a little bit of break. We're going to recap what we just saw, and then we'll come back for that final match. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Houlton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Hiawatha wins in two straight sets over Sabetha, 25-8, 25-23. And what was a very fun second set, back and forth. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, that first set, you know, Hiawatha came out, scored the first five, and, you know, we had the scoreboard issue for a little bit as they were trying to keep track of the points, and it kind of put a little damper on the momentum, but then Hiawatha really didn't skip a beat. They kept it going, and obviously we got a little bit less time before we get set for the final match with Houlton and Hiawatha. But, yeah, again, the first set, it was all Redhawks. 11 straight to end that first set. They win it dominant fashion, 25-8. But, boy, Sabetha came out with a fresh new energy, new look in that second set. They scored the first five. Redhawks come back with five of their own. It's 5-5. And then it's just back and forth, back and forth. We saw much better, crisp plays, not as many mistakes by either team. And, you know, credit the Redhawks because Blue Jays gathered momentum. They score 4-5 to get a 22-21 lead. But then the Redhawks turn it on. They score four of the last five and end it. So that was a very good and fun second set. That was Big 7 volleyball. You're going to expect that a lot throughout the course of the year between a lot of these teams. It's going to be very competitive. And I would expect something the same with Hiawatha and Holton coming up next.
Should be a lot of fun. It'll be back in just 3 minutes, and we'll have our final match of the day, Hiawatha and Holton. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.